Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 7, 1806. Ink dries out. Something not mentioned before in the journals is that both Lewis and Clark run out of ink on occasion, due to evaporation or just plain using it up. The ink supply can be replenished by mixing the dry black powder with water. Lewis did mention the evaporation of ink in his weather diary of September 23, 1804. The mosquitoes have been a big problem for several weeks now. Clark mentions them in every entry, along with his attempts to find a camp where there are none. He writes today about the party's attempts to find the Fields brothers, who were sent ahead yesterday to hunt.
As we are doubtful that the two Fields were behind, I directed Sergeant Ordway with four men to continue until meridian, and if those men did not arrive by that hour, to proceed on. If we meet with any of them at any short distance, a gun should be fired, which would be a signal for him to proceed on. We proceeded on about 8 miles by water, and the distance through not more than 1 mile when we saw the fire of those two men. I directed a gun to be fired as a signal for Sergeant Ordway to proceed on, and took the boys on board. They had killed nothing and informed me that they had been somewhat alarmed at our delay. The distance across the Little Sioux River is 1.5 miles only, the bottom's thick and the grass high. The evaporation on this portion of the Missouri has been noticed as we ascended this river, and it now appears to be greater than it was at that time. I am obliged to replenish my inkstand every day with fresh ink, at least 9/10 of which must evaporate. We proceeded on to a bottom on the southwest side, a little above the Soldiers River, and came to, and sent out all the hunters. They killed 3 elk, which was at no great distance. We sent out the men and had the flesh brought in, cooked, and dined. Sergeant Ordway came up later, and after taking a sumptuous dinner, we all set out at 4 p.m., wind ahead as usual. A little after dark, the wind increased and the mosquitoes dispersed. Our camp this night is about 2 miles below our encampment of the 4th of August, 1804. We came 44 miles only today. Captain William Clark, September 7, 1806.
Soldier River, first passed on August 6, 1804, meets the Missouri in Harrison County, Iowa. The party camped in either Harrison County, Iowa, or Washington County, Nebraska, near the present-day town of Blair. Tomorrow, on the way to the Great Platte River.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.